From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Arab officials say U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital risks plunging the Middle East into violence and chaos. Arab League foreign ministers now say it means the U.S. cannot be relied upon as a broker of Middle East peace. The statement by 22 countries, including close U.S. allies, comes after a third day of violence and protests in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Israel conducted airstrikes Saturday on Hamas positions in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military says two weapons manufacturing sites, an arms warehouse, and a military compound were hit. The airstrikes, which came after rockets were fired at Israel from the area, killed two people and injured 20 more. Hamas earlier this week called for a Palestinian uprising against Israel after Mr. Trump recognized Jerusalem as the country's capital. After more than 3 years of combat operations, Iraq announced Saturday that the fight against the Islamic State group is over. Iraqi and American officials warned that key challenges remain despite the military victory. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi formally announced the victory in an address to the nation aired on Iraqi state television Saturday evening. A top UN official told senior North Korean figures there was an urgent need to keep channels open to avoid the risk of war. The statement follows a visit to Pyongyang by Jeffrey Feltman, the highest-level trip by a UN official to the isolated nation in 6 years. North Korea says it has agreed to regular communication with the UN. From Washington, this is VOA News. A law protecting the right of same-sex marriage is now cemented in Australia following a historic vote. Phil Mercer has the details from Sydney.
Queen Elizabeth's representative in Australia has officially signed same-sex marriage into law following a landmark vote in the federal parliament. The first weddings can take place in a month's time. Australia's centre-right Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says it's a momentous occasion.
What a day! What a day for love, for equality, for respect!
The bill to amend the Marriage Act was first introduced into Parliament last month, immediately following a national poll that showed about 62% of Australians supported change. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
In the U.S., President Donald Trump traveled to Jackson, Mississippi to pay tribute Saturday to the leaders of the civil rights movement. Trump called for an end to racial hatred at the launch of the museum dedicated to victims of white supremacist violence in America's Deep South. In particular, he cited the assassination of civil rights icon Medgar Evers.
Medgar Evers loved his family, his community, and his country, and he knew it was long past time for his nation to fulfill its founding promise to treat every citizen as an equal child of God.
However, some doubted the president's commitment to civil rights and showed it by boycotting his appearance, including veteran congressman and civil rights pioneer John Lewis. At least 6 armed separatists and a police official have been killed and several people wounded in southwestern Cameroon during an attack on a military post. The attack occurred after a special envoy from Nigeria assured Cameroon that they want to work to jointly reduce terrorism on their frontiers. Cameroon has been complaining that armed separatists are using Nigerian territory as a training ground. We get more in this report.
Cameroon Communication Minister and government spokesman Issa Chiruma says hundreds of youths armed with guns, machetes, and spears attacked Cameroon's police unit in the English-speaking southwestern town of Mamfe Thursday night. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Firefighters continue to battle wind-fueled wildfires in Southern California, including a new, rapidly expanding blaze that erupted north of San Diego. From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.